This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off again today. He's making his way back home to Minnesota. And so keep him in your prayers. Him and his family are traveling. I believe they're going from Nashville today up towards Minnesota. So they've got a long, long journey. So keep them in your prayers that God would be merciful to them, bring them home safe, and hopefully they will be back to you again this week. But since you're tuning in, I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I'm the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. I'm here in the bunker, and the bunker is beautiful. It is just beautiful weather outside. I've been kind of down for about 2 hours here for work because we're getting a faster internet service, which has been great. We've had some problems, which has been on the service. My compliments to AT&T for their wonderful employee who came out and has spent several hours here. He's been out here before. And I'm grateful to them that they've got things up and running before the radio show. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking United Nations today. I've got a very special guest I'm going to bring on. He's online right now, and I'll let you know about that after the first break. We're going to talk United Nations. Today is their birthday, October 24th. And, you know, there's a bill in the House of Representatives that we could make it their death date, okay? I know a lot of you listening to the Sons of Liberty would love to see the United Nations not only defunded and abandoned by the United States, but also kicked off our soil. They are anti-American. They are anti-Christian. That right there, those two things ought to be enough. In fact, just to be anti-Christian should be enough for Americans, because our foundations are based upon the biblical principles that we find in the scriptures. They're not quote-unquote Judeo-Christian. They are Christian principles. They are not derived from Judaism, which the Lord Jesus himself really took a shot at, and he tore down, and so did the Apostle Paul. In fact, it was the Judaizers who were after both Jesus and the Apostle Paul, as well as the other apostles. And so our foundations are found in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. God is not divided between those two. There's not a God of the Old Testament, a God of the New Testament. There's not a Jesus of the Old Testament, a Jesus of the New. The same God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. And so we need to get back to those foundations. And as I've been talking with people here in the past few days, these are some of the things that are starting to boil up. Yesterday we had on former agent, FBI agent, with us to talk about the Vegas shooting, and he was talking about how when he goes and trains local law enforcement and things of that nature, he talks to them about who gives the law, and it's God. It's our Creator, the God of the Bible. It is not men. Men can write laws, but they're not really laws. They're pretended legislation if they don't align themselves with the God of the Bible's laws. They become man-centered laws. They become man-made laws, and therefore they are pretended legislation. They are not real law. And we're seeing a lot of that, and we're seeing a lot of that in America because of one simple thing. We have abandoned the God of the Bible. We've abandoned our Creator. We have fallen into the trap of Romans 1, and we have gone our way, and we have begun to worship the creation. We have done that in many ways. It's not just the environmentalists. It's not just the communists. Guys, it's within our own ranks that call ourselves conservatives, Christians, constitutionalists. We have exalted the mind of man through secular humanism, through the Enlightenment process. We have exalted ourselves above God to where we think we can make our own laws. We can do. We're just like Adam and Eve. We can discern for ourselves what is right and wrong, instead of being dependent upon our Creator to tell us what is right and wrong, and then live our lives according. And so the message here at the Sons of Liberty, if you listen to Bradley, if you listen to me, it's a simple message. It's very simple. It's the same one that's been proclaimed throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament, as a matter of fact. And that is one of repentance, that we have to examine ourselves in the light of what the Word of God has to say. And when it comes to the United Nations, when we bring our guest on, I'm sure he'll probably have some of the same sentiments. I've read some of his stuff, a lot of his stuff. I've quoted a lot of his stuff. I'm excited about bringing him on. But before we do that, before the break comes up, in just about 2 minutes or so, I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why are New Hampshire police ignoring Islamic Jihad preaching in a local mosque? This is not in the Middle East. This is in America, folks. We're talking about New England, the place, the establishing of America. And here we got this guy. I got this guy's picture, and I posted it on my Facebook, and I said, we actually have this guy's picture. I'm amazed because he's got his head buried so far in the sand. I'm surprised we have his picture. But they have Islamists preaching exactly what Muhammad did, exactly what the Quran demands, exactly what the Hadiths affirm in the life of Muhammad. And he's like, the real problem here is you people who don't like Islam. It's Islamophobia. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Puerto Rico's power grid failure is causing a public health crisis of epic proportions. You got to see the picture here. The surgeons are actually working in the dark with cell phones as lights. Okay, how many of you people would do that? This is happening in Puerto Rico because of the hurricanes that came through and destroyed the power grid there. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Liberal professor dumbing down of America began in public education. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. I've been telling you people, God says, Deuteronomy 6, you parents are responsible. Not the state, not the D.C. government. You are. You're responsible for teaching your kids when they rise up, when you lay down, when you're walking with them. You post the commands of God on the doors of your house. All of that. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And a final one, I just put it up. I'm going to have another one here in a little bit after the show. But the fallacy of the white privilege conspiracy theory. This white privilege thing, there are people telling others that white people are actually conspiring together to keep black people.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line I have with me a very special guest, a guy I've read for several years, and I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm not really closet, I just don't really proclaim it. I am a member of the John Birch Society, and the guest on our line is Alex Newman. He writes for The New American, and I highly recommend The New American and the John Birch Society interview. Contrary to what people will tell you, the John Birch Society has been on the cutting edge of pointing out the problems in our society, focusing on the specifics of dealing with that. And they've called it years ahead of what mainstream media or even alternative media have called it. And so I want to take this time to welcome Alex Newman to the Sons of Radio. Brother, thank you for joining us.
Brother, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for the great introduction.
Yeah, sure. I looked for a bio, and I was fortunate enough that my AT&T guy got my internet up and running so I could be online with you instead of having this really bad audio with the phone. But I'm thrilled that you're on. You've written a lot on the United Nations, the New American, and John Birch Society focus on the fact that we need to get the United States out of the United Nations, and we need to get the United Nations out of the United States, that it is a threat to our sovereignty, that it influences public policy, a lot of it which is unconstitutional, which infringes on the rights of the people. And so let's take that. On the birthday of the United Nations, let's take a shot at not whacking off branches, but in the time that we have you, let's hit at the root. Let's get at the root of why the United Nations is bad for the United States. And I want to throw it back to you. What if you could point it out in one single thing right now, what would you say is why we should get rid of the United Nations?
Well, the United Nations is, to sum it up in one sentence, is a tool being used by wicked men, globalists, establishment, insiders, whatever you want to call them, for the purposes of setting up what they themselves refer to as a new world order, which they have defined as a kind of global governing system where, according to George H.W. Bush, to take this one example of someone who's defined it, a credible United Nations is going to use its peacekeeping forces, by which they mean military forces, war-making forces, to implement the vision of the UN's founders. And, you know, we don't have to do very much research to figure out that the UN's founders were, in many cases, actual mass-murdering communists. You know, Joseph Stalin was one of the lead UN founders. On our side, we supposedly had Alger Hiss, who, you know, we were supposed to be honored because they chose him to serve as the first Secretary General of the UN. And then we found out that he was actually a Soviet spy for the mass murderer we just talked about. And so he was convicted and he was put in prison. So that's the reason why we need to get rid of the United Nations. It was never about peace. It was never about security or anything like that. It was always about eroding national sovereignty and centralizing coercive power at the international level.
Yeah, and I've written on that. The UN has always had and supported socialist and communist leaders. In fact, we have never seen, since the inception of the United Nations, we have never seen a liberty-minded, American, Christian-minded leader of the United Nations. It's always been a socialist or it's always been a communist. In fact, the guy that they just brought in, He is, what's his name, Antonio Guterres, yep. The new Secretary General. He is as Marxist as they come, and yet we continue to fund this stuff, and our own president, the guy that everybody thinks is the maverick, is the real leader of freedom and all of this stuff, Donald Trump, everybody buys into the fact that Donald Trump says, oh, the UN has such great potential, they're not fit. But the UN's primary goal is not American ideology at all. And so what do you say to that? Because you write on this a lot. You write on a lot of this. In fact, I quoted you in an article a couple of weeks ago about UNESCO. And I know we've seen the United States start to say they're going to pull the funding for UNESCO. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting question, and I've kind of gone back and forth like a seesaw on this very issue about whether Donald Trump understands the problem and is truly on the correct side of this issue. And at this point, I'll say it's hard to know. You know, and one piece of evidence that would suggest that everything is not as it seems. I don't know if you saw today, the White House put out a presidential proclamation on United Nations Day, and instead of saying, hey, this is an evil dictators club run by communists and socialists and Islamists, and it needs to be disbanded before they threaten and further erode freedom and national sovereignty, he said, hey, the UN is a good organization with great potential, and we want all governors to observe proper ceremonies for UN Day. And so that's a very disturbing statement. It's actually not all that dissimilar from what the Obama regime put out while Obama was in power. But, you know, and there's a big but, because Donald Trump has, in terms of his actions, taken some pretty serious steps toward reigning in the UN. Leaving UNESCO is obviously a big one. Now, this UNESCO has been near and dear to my heart for a long time. Education is one of my specialties, and UNESCO is the chosen vehicle of the globalists to centralize and standardize education around the world. Really, you know, when you boil it all down, to dumb down humanity and to turn them against Christianity and liberty and traditional values and morality and independent nations and self-government and all the rest. And so the fact that Donald Trump is getting out is a very, very big deal. Now, does that mean that the problem is solved and we can go back to sleep? Absolutely not. You know, that's one step in the right direction. But we have a lot more steps that we need to make before we get there. And funny you mentioned Guterres and, you know, the communist leadership of the UN. Virtually every leader of the UN, in terms of secretary generals, and virtually every agency chief has been either a socialist or a communist or an Islamist. And I was deeply involved with in this current go-around with the latest election of the secretary general. They wanted to, and the Rothschilds were behind this candidate, Putin was behind this candidate, the communist Chinese were behind this candidate, Obama was behind this candidate, the socialist president of France was behind this candidate, and that was Irina Bokova, who currently is the head of UNESCO, the director general of UNESCO. And, I stumbled upon the fact that she was an old communist apparatchik from Bulgaria. And, that led me down a rabbit hole. And I figured out that, she was a very prominent communist. She joined the Communist Party as a youth member. Her dad was on the Politburo and was the editor of its chief propaganda organ. For some perspective, this was a mass murdering organization. I mean, this was a criminal organization. Estimates suggest that they murdered hundreds of thousands of people in a country of about 7 million. So, this is a wicked, evil, murderous organization that Irina Bokova, the head of UNESCO, was so deeply intertwined with. And the fact that they want, and even the Rothschilds came out and openly pushed this lady for Secretary General. And so what we did in the New American was spend a lot of time and a lot of effort exposing her. And, this got picked up. This got sent around to ambassadors around the world. And, we understand from some sources that, a lot of that information coming out played a significant role in derailing her campaign just because it would have exposed the UN for what it is. And so, they ended up with their second best choice, which was Antonio Guterres, who, is very like-minded. He was the head of the Socialist International, which is essentially, the Communist International. A lot of the parties have rebranded themselves as socialist now, but it's still the same mass murdering criminals that they were before. Many of the parties involved in the Socialist International have oceans of blood on their hands. And, this is just an evil organization. They just tried to nominate Robert Mugabe, the genocidal mass murdering dictator of Zimbabwe, to be the goodwill ambassador for the UN World Health Organization. So
Yeah, I was just about to say that we had just put that out the other day, that they were trying to put him in, and then they pulled that back once the hue and outcry came out. And listen, this is the thing. I think this is what the John Birch Society focuses on. This is what the New American focuses on. Is not, it's my understanding, Alex, that American politics has become sort of the sport of a lot of Americans. It's become the entertainment. We have entertainment information. People get riled up, but they don't really do anything. And when people raise a stink about something, the other people feel that, these socialists, these communists, they feel the impact of that. They know, okay, wait a minute, we just stepped over our bounds, we just showed our hand or whatever. And Robert Mugabe is the latest of that, where the people speak out, they respond, and all of a sudden they pull that back from him. So this is important. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about action. The people have to speak out. They have to put the fear of God in these representatives' hearts. Otherwise, if the people are going back to sleep because Donald Trump's in office, which is largely what Bradley has pointed out, that they think, well, this guy has our jersey on, so we can all rest easy. You are sadly mistaken. So, Alex, hang on through the break here. We're going to talk more United Nations with Alex Newman of the New American. Hang on.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Oh my! Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to bug assault. Okay, that sounds fun to me. Shoot flies with salt. That sounds great. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm still. That's sort of funny commercial. And you people know that I like guns, and my kids like guns, so we enjoy that kind of thing. Shooting flies with salt sounds good. On the line we have Alex Newman from The New American, and we're talking the UN. This is their birthday. We want to make it the day they die. We want to have a tombstone with United Nations on it. That says October the 24th, 2017. That's not going to be obviously this day, but we want it to be 2017 in which we can say the United Nations is basically dead. It's going to have to wither on the vine. There's no question about that. But if we had some guys with the stuff, and you know what I'm talking about without having to say it, if we had guys who would back H.R. 193 that's in the House of Representatives, that is basically calling for that. Get them off our soil, defund them, quit giving any of American taxpayer money to them. We can do that, people. This is not a hard thing to do. Some of you out there have lost your minds over pushing an Article 4 constitutional convention. Okay? You have lost your minds. You have jumped on the bandwagon with that. For silly reasons, for reasons that Americans should not support, and you have bought into the snake oil that you can fix things that the founders had in mind, Article 5, to deal with tyranny. Guys, if they are disregarding the words that are already written now, they're going to disregard the words that you write in the future. And so the issue is this. You have an opportunity to support legislation that would defund the United Nations, that would get rid of them. They wouldn't be in education. They wouldn't be in Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030. They wouldn't be telling you, and you can say, well, that none of those treaties are in effect. The guys have bought into the very influence in, I can tell you, across state lines. I'm here in South Carolina, right on the state line. I'm right in Civil War, Revolutionary War country. And I can tell you that across the line in North Carolina and South Carolina are working together under Agenda 21 to implement things that are part of that agenda. And so Alex is on the line. He's written a lot on United Nations. We were talking about UNESCO. We were talking about Trump. Alex, I got to tell you, I know Trump is not an ideologue. I know he speaks sort of from the hip. I don't think that he's necessarily coached in that. Although I think he's getting a lot of bad influence in D.C. right now, as evidenced by the people he's letting go and by the people he's keeping in place. He's keeping establishment people in place, even though he's supposed to be the quote-unquote anti-establishment. And from my perspective, I don't mince words about it. I see it as nothing more than controlled opposition. That's how I see it. How do you see Trump, and how do you see that affecting things with the United Nations, even though he's done some good things as far as, you know, pushing for defunding certain areas and things like that?
You know, I think it's still, as far as I can see, I think it's still something of an open question. I'll say I don't think Trump is controlled by the establishment. I agree with your assessment. There's no question he's getting a lot of terrible advice from some of the very swamp creatures that, you know, he should be in the process of draining right now, right? They should be swirling around the drain right now on their way down to the sewer. But unfortunately, he's put a lot of them in his administration. And, you know, you hear ardent Trump defenders say, well, you know, Mitch McConnell, the swamp creature, would have never let him put too many good guys in his cabinet. And he does have a few real good guys in his cabinet, I'll give him that. But he also has a lot of members of the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. And he's got a lot of members who've attended Bilderberg and who've been involved with the Trilateral Commission. And, you know, he's got one guy who used to work directly for Rothschild. So, yeah, there's some serious questions here about some of the people he's involved with. And, you know, it's really hard to know what's going on. I think the establishment has decided, the insiders have decided they do not trust him. And for that reason alone, I think they want to destroy him.
Well, I think so, too. And I think he ruffled a lot of feathers. He ruffled a lot of feathers. He said the right things that people were sensing. Now, I can't sit here and know his heart. But he said a lot of things that resonated with the people of America. Some of them were unconstitutional. There's no question about it. Some of his actions have been unconstitutional. No question about it. And some have been well within the Constitution and rightly done. And I'm one who says, you know what? Unlike Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, who basically had a Marxist worldview and has had it for a long time, and people knew it. They just wanted to think different. Donald Trump at least has some sense of what Americans believe and what they want. There is some of that in him, and yet there's other things that go behind the scenes because we know his ties to the Clintons. We know his ties to a lot of liberals in New York, and everybody has sort of passed that, well, he's a businessman, he's got to do business, all this kind of stuff. And he does have a history of saying a lot of right things. But he's also got a history of some really bad morality, and morality underlies everything. I don't care what people say about electing a pastor in chief or whatever. If you're going to say, well, I want a lower standard for the guy who represents me in government than I do want my pastor, well, then what does that say about you? How do you see some of those things sort of with Trump and how that ties with the UN? Do you think he was playing nicey-nice with them when he gave his first speech to them, or do you think he was really speaking from the heart on that?
Yeah, are you talking about his UN speech just recently in front of the General Assembly?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a few concerns I had with that speech, but overall I would say that's probably the best speech that has ever been delivered by an American president to the United Nations. Now, he had a few extremely serious factual errors, right? He talked about that the UN was founded for the purposes of helping protect national sovereignty. In fact, we know the opposite is true. We have you know, James or Foster Dulles's book, War or Peace, where he literally talks about, you know, the UN was never meant to be the final stage. This is just the embryonic stage of what we hope is going to be the world government. And he said, I've seen no proposal for world government with teeth in it that couldn't be carried out under the existing UN charter. So Trump was simply wrong about that. And, you know, I have a good friend, who is very smart, and they said, well, you know what, maybe what Trump was doing was redefining the mission of the UN, because what are the globalists going to do, come out and say, no, the UN wasn't founded for that, it was founded to turn into a global government, you know, so they'll look real bad. But he exposed so many key elements of the establishment's agenda, and I'll give you a few examples. He talked about the free trade agreements, so-called, and he said, hey, we don't need free trade agreements that take away our sovereignty and that set up transnational bureaucracies and courts that have the purported power to overrule our elected representatives. We're not going to do that anymore. He said, we don't want any more illegal immigration. We need to shut down the flow of refugees. And he exposed the entire farce that underlies, that underpins the so-called refugee agenda, right? He explained how, you know, for one-tenth the price, we could support 10 times more refugees close to their home so that they can go back and rebuild after, you know, whatever caused them to flee is over. So he exposed, I mean, just bang, 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 key parts of the UN's agenda and, you know, the globalist agenda behind it in a way that, you know, I don't think any member of the establishment would ever have done. But, you know, you're right. I think your concerns about morality are perfectly well justified, you know. And in the introduction to your show, you know, I talked about how, you know, if we're going to be free, we need to have good morals. The founders said that. We absolutely do. And, you know, biblical morality is the foundation of right and wrong. And, you know, whether you're an atheist or not, that's the fact. And unfortunately, Trump has had some issues with that. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, he got saved in recent years and he's a Christian now. And, you know, he repented of all that wickedness. And maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. You know, I can't judge his heart, but I certainly share a lot of those concerns. But, you know, I think overall he's done a lot of good things. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of bad things, too. Just yesterday I read in the New American that more civilians had died from U.S. drone strikes under the first, whatever it was, 150 days of the Trump administration than died during almost the entire Obama administration. That's a big, big, big problem. And, you know, it goes along very well, I think, with the globalist agenda, kill people in foreign countries and stir up conflict and wars. But, you know, overall, in my view, I would say, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. And, you know, I know people who know Trump. I know people who worked on his campaign and who are, you know, involved in his administration. And they tell me, you know what, Alex, Trump knows about the Federal Reserve. He knows about the New World Order. He wants to expose all these things, but he can only do so much at once. But then, you know, you see things that really make you wonder, like this, you know, this massive expansion of the dropping missiles on people from the sky. And, you know, it's really hard to know. But when we think about what the alternative would have been, which is, you know, globalist establishment shill Hillary Clinton, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, thank goodness that Donald Trump is president today. So.
Well, no, and I get that. But, you know, I always point people back when they say that. I always say, OK, thank God that Hillary Clinton isn't president. Well, then what does that say about the standard that we have? Thank God that Hillary, you know, I mean, I'm saying that about us. Yeah. Because if judgment falls, and it's going to fall. I mean, God has warned us. We're seeing a lot of the judgment. People say, you know, God isn't judging us. You know, we're not Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, really? I mean, we're building up Deuteronomy 30 like nobody's business. We see it. We see the foreigners coming in. Look, I'm not against foreigners coming in and finding asylum, protection, especially Christians who are being persecuted in other lands and stuff. And they can find their way here, not by the welfare of the state, but by their own doing or by the generosity of other Christians in our country. That's fine with me. I'm happy to see that because that is demonstrating love for our fellow man, and we should be involved in that. But the reality is, look, the Trump State Department is allowing in hundreds of times more Muslims from Syria than they are Christians. They are continuing to do the very thing that Donald Trump said he would not allow and that he would help the Christians, and they're not doing that. And there are good things. I don't want to browbeat him. There are good things he's done, and I'm glad for that. But I think there's a problem. I think the underlying problem is theological. Everybody can fuss at me if they want. But theology is the issue here. Hang on. We'll be right back with Alex Newman from the New America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com. For more info, take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're in the final segment. I'm not going to take any more calls. If you wanted to call in, that was your chance. We've got Alex Newman from the New American Online. We're talking the United Nations. We've got a little bit off track into Donald Trump, but I think it plays a part because Donald Trump recently spoke to the United Nations, and we're talking about, you know, is Donald Trump a controlled opposition? I don't know, but that's my gut. Okay, it's my gut. If you have Hillary Clinton, his opposition, saying Donald Trump is the guy we want to be the opponent, what does that tell you right there? What does that tell you? And knowing the history of Trump and the Clintons, knowing the fact that he promised you, America, that he would speak to his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who has his own problems. I'm going to tell you, he's got his own problems, okay? That he would have, or that he would encourage him to have a special investigator, a special prosecutor over the Clintons. He told you that, America. And as soon as you elected him, what did he say? They're good people. Wait a minute. Good people don't sell uranium ore to your enemies. Good people don't engage in rape. And you say, well, that's a pretty strong statement. Did you see Bill Clinton's face at the State of the Union? Did you see that, people? Have you heard for years the women who have come out and have said that about him? Well, that's not in a court of law. Okay. then if you want to live in that fairy tale that you're living in, you live in it. Okay? But I'm telling you, this is a woman, Hillary Clinton, who went after those same women, and now she talks about, oh, I'm going to side with the women about sexual abuse and harassment and yada, yada, yada. When her husband was alleged to have engaged in all of that, and we know he lied directly to the American people and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, infamously known, okay? And it came out that he did. Now, Alex, let's get back to the issue at hand. We're talking United Nations, and we're talking Donald Trump and his speech, and you said it was a great speech. I agree with you. It was a great speech. But I'm one of those kind of guys that says, show me the money. You know, the Jerry Maguire thing, show me the money. I don't want to hear what you have to say. What do you have to do? And when you look at Trump, what he says versus what he does. There are some good things. We can talk about the defunding of UNESCO. We can talk about what was the other defunding that he had earlier this year. You may just speak to that. When you evaluate what he says versus what he does, how do you see President Trump and the United Nations?
You know, I think, like you, I think it's a bit of an open question. And if we find out in 3 or 4 years that he was controlled opposition, I can assure you I won't be the most surprised person around. But, you know, I think of, you know, speaking of actions, I think of some of the things that he's done since taking office. One of the very first things he did was kill the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was going to be a crucial tool of the globalist agenda to build what Senator Sessions actually called the Pacific Union, modeled after the European Union, with these international institutions that would purport to govern the American people without any sort of accountability, without any mechanism to remove them. And so that was a big deal. Then, you know, he also, and I have some big skepticism here, too, but to his credit, he announced that we were going to pull out of the UN Paris Agreement. Now, you know, I have a big concern there, and I've actually written about it in the New American, and that is that instead of just ripping up the thing and, you know, stomping it into the ground and laughing at them, he's playing along with the fraud that we have to wait 4 years to withdraw from this. As if this were some sort of legitimate treaty that were entered into in a legitimate fashion. And that's simply not true. The Senate never ratified this thing. There is no such thing in the Constitution as an executive agreement that Obama's allowed to make with other nations, much less one that usurps unconstitutional powers for the federal government. So, you know, to Trump's credit, he said, hey, we're submitting our notice that we're going to withdraw. And, you know, unfortunately, the UN negotiators set it up so that we have to wait 4 years until after the next election until we're officially out. And, you know, I don't understand why Trump didn't just say, hey, this is a joke. This is not a legitimate document. We're not waiting any 4 years. We're out right now. But then again, to his credit, he has undermined every element of the pledges that Obama made as part of this UN Paris Agreement. You know, Obama said, hey, we're going to do this clean power plan and we're going to regulate, you know, emissions of the gas of life, also known as CO2. And Trump is in the process of ripping that up right now. So, you know, I think it's been somewhat of a mixed bag, but I will say I think he has thrown some monkey wrenches into the gears of the United Nations and the globalist agenda more broadly. And, you know, if it were up to me, you know, we would have, the very first day I was in the White House, I would have said, Congress, there's a bill right there. It's called H.R. 193, American Sovereignty Restoration Act. I want it on my desk as quick as possible, and I'm going to be exposing the UN every day until that bill is on my desk. But, you know, I don't know. He's not doing everything that I would have done, but he's certainly doing some things right, so.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I think Trump is he's a different animal. He's not the Marxist, but he's not the conservative that you want. And I would agree with you. There are things that are done that are very constitutional. This is the thing for me, Alex, and I've expressed this on the show. I would love to see Americans, we talked about UNESCO, education. American education is, in large part, unconstitutional. It is being funded by the D.C. government. We gave them no power to be involved in that. Of course, my opinion is Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant. He was a Marxist. There's no doubt he had Marxists in his administration, and he had Marxist influence. There's no question. There's no question he usurped the Constitution in what he did. And people don't like to hear that because they've made Abraham Lincoln an idol. They have violated the Second Commandment, and they have made him into an idol. And I'm a good old Southern boy, okay? I'm from South Carolina. I don't have any problem with that. South Carolina is my country, not the United States, South Carolina, okay? And yet, we're a part of the United States. And I can tell you, I am one who believes that when I see some of these things, this back and forth, I'm with you. I'm like, why don't we just cut the cord on this thing? This would be a whole lot better. I'm one who even I believe in secession. I believe in peaceful secession. When the South seceded, I don't agree with the slavery issue as it's formed. But the fact of the matter is, there was a lot of things going on, and Lincoln didn't even agree that secession or slavery was an issue. And so, when we think about these things, we have to think about how politics plays a part of that, and how much the morality, as we were talking about before. So, I'm with you on how Trump sees or how he's doing things. There are some things that are good; we should pat him on the back. There are other things that we shouldn't. But I've often said to this audience, we're the parents who have followed Deuteronomy 6, who have taught their kids the commandments, the laws of God, so that we can have a posterity that has freedom, not this one that's going to be under the boot of tyranny. We're those parents, and why are they taking them to when these guys are, you know, fundraising and stuff, when they're asking for your vote and saying, hey, guy, you're going to D.C., you're going to take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Do you know the first 10 amendments? Can you just cite those, much less the rest of the small things that you're going to be entrusted with as a congressman or as a senator? Can you do that? And when they can't, have their 10-year-old stand up and say, could you cite that for me, son or daughter? Could you cite that for the crowd? And just expose them and say, you're not qualified. My son or my daughter is more qualified to be in D.C. than you are. And expose these people for who they are. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, the American people are much like Donald Trump. They'll say the Supreme Court's ruling on marriage, that's the law of the land. No, it's not. Our Constitution doesn't give legislative authority to the Supreme Court. How would you address that? I mean, we're dealing with a people, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. I just mean they're ignorant because they've come up in the public indoctrination centers we call public schools. How do you deal with
that? Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you 100%, 110% on everything you just said. You hit the nail on the head over and over and over again. And, you know, a big part of the problem is that the American people have been so thoroughly indoctrinated by the government schools. In fact, I co-wrote a book on this with Sam Blumenfeld, Crimes of the Educators, and what we show is, and this is now globalized, there's a global dumbing down of the population. And, you know, I think that's why the John Birch Society that we were talking about earlier has really the only solution. You know, electing one good politician is not going to fix this problem. We need an educated electorate that understands that, you know, God is the source of our rights, that we need to be a moral people if we want to be a free people, that we need to be a well-educated people if we want to be a free people. And there is no magic solution or silver bullet that's going to solve this. We just have to go about the hard work of educating the American people, and there is no shortcut. And so I think that's really the only solution at this point that we can look at.
Yeah, I agree. Alex, I want to thank you for joining us on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We're going to have you back, brother. I appreciate all your work and for informing the American people. And for those of you listening to the Sons of Liberty, thank you so much for being a part of our family. And we'll talk to you in 23. See you.
Thanks so much.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.